ಯತ್ಕೃಪಾತಂದೇ ಶ್ರೀಗುರು ದೀನತಾರಿಣಂ ಪರಮಾನಂದ ಮಾಧವಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯೈಶ್ವರ
So welcome. After a long time, almost after a month, I'm seeing most of you all. In fact, I'm showing myself most of you. So I was in Vrindavan almost for 2 weeks, and it was a really nice time there. I was praying for everyone, all of you all who come for Gita course and attending these sessions very sincerely. So we are thinking that every Saturday evening we'll be having sessions so that everyone can come and join. Instead of having it Saturday morning at 11, we'll have it on Saturday evening. And these sessions will comprise of Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita together. Today we're going to cover a very, very important topic. All the ones who are very much interested to progress on the path of Bhakti, for them it is very, very important. It is said, anyone who attentively hears this pastime of Bharat Maharaj, this comes in 5th canto, I'll tell you the reference, or else you'll say that this person is just bluffing us. Yes. Canto 5, chapter 14, text 46. Anyone who hears this pastime of Bharat Maharaj will gain all material and spiritual benefits, will progress both materially and spiritually. One will become very, very famous. Lifespan and opulence will increase, and finally at the end of life will attain the lotus feet of Krishna. So now, who is this Bharat Maharaj? What is this pastime? All these things will start now. From now, the next 1 hour, I'm sure you'll relish this a lot. We're going to discuss how Bhagavad Gita is in action. Till now we have been hearing a lot of things about Bhagavad Gita, different concepts of Bhagavad Gita, soul, karma, what else? Modes of material nature and that's what, modes of material nature. Yes, Ishvara, Jiva, so many things we have been discussing. How all of those are actually in action, this pastime will tell us. And so many things are there that we can learn from this pastime. So many things. Whatever you feel anytime that this is important, you can note it down and you can revise so that you can apply that in your life. So let's start. Three lives of Bharat Maharaj. Now this country is called as Bharat. You know why? Because Bharat Maharaj is ruling this place. So that is derived from this Bharat Maharaj. So Bharat and Bharat is derived from this word Bharat. So Bharat Maharaj was a very, very amazing king. He was the son of the incarnation of Lord Krishna, whose name was Rishabhdev. So he was son of Rishabhdev. Now Bharat Maharaj was such an amazing person that he was ruling his kingdom very, very nicely. Very nicely. No problem at all. Most of the time I've seen this. Anything happens anywhere, no, people complain about the government because of government. Anywhere garbage falls because of government. Fight at home between husband and wife because of government. Everywhere because of government. People crib so much about government. So much. But here in Bharat Maharaj's kingdom, no one was cribbing about him. Everyone was very, very happy because Bharat Maharaj is ruling the kingdom very nicely with proper rules and regulations and proper ethical and moral values. Because he himself was a very, very amazing spiritualist, a very amazing devotee of Lord Krishna. Bharat Maharaj, he got married to a personality called Panchajati, and he got 5 sons. Now, as a devotee, he was executing all the activities of spiritual life very, very nicely, and at the same time, even in his material life, he was very, very nice. So you can imagine how nicely he was executing his duties as a king. So here we see, ruling one country becomes so difficult. This person was ruling the entire world, entire globe, entire globe. So when he's ruling the entire globe, so you can imagine, there will be so much of complications. But since he was such a nice devotee of the Lord, he was able to execute even his material duties very nicely. This is the first lesson for the day.
that when a person practices devotional service very nicely, sincerely, not on and off, sincerely. So when a person practices devotional service very sincerely, that person automatically becomes very, very productive in his material life also. This is seen. I have met so many of our devotees who are GM, general managers of some company, MDs of some company, managers in various posts, in various corporate sectors. So I have seen this, that there are such amazing devotees and they are able to manage their work also very, very nicely. So when we are practicing spirituality very nicely, automatically we will see even material life, we are very, very productive and we are very focused in what we are doing. Very focused. Someone was telling this afternoon to me, there was a survey that was done. The different violin players, this was musical school, and in that different violin players, players were under observation. So there were some violin players who were practicing for 6 hours and 8 hours together. And there were some violin players who would practice only 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the evening. And the survey says that the ones who were practicing only in the morning and evening, they were very, very nice when it comes to playing the violin during various musical concerts. Why? Because they were very focused when they were practicing. And the ones who were there on the other side practicing 6 hours and 8 hours, they were always distracted. And that distraction comes into picture even during musical concerts. They are not in sync with the person who is singing. So this focused, being productive, you know, these are different words which are very, very famous now all around, buzzwords. But how to get that? That is very important. That we can get when we are nicely practicing spirituality, nicely practicing bhakti. Or is not possible, impossible. And here you see Bharat Maharaj ruling entire kingdom. Here people are struggling to maintain one family, one house. There's so many complaints in the family. Most of my counselees who are there, who are married. So husband and wife, they'll have different complaints. Husband will tell one complaint, wife will tell another complaint. It's difficult to manage one family. Nowadays there's only one kid. You see any family, mostly it's one kid. Hum do, hamara ek. This is how it is. That one kid also people struggle to manage. One kid. Naak mein dam kar deta hai bachcha. I've seen this personally, literally. Yes. But here he has got 5 sons. And since he is the king, all the citizens are also like his sons. Because the king is considered to be the father or considered as God, Naradeva. And he's treating everyone very, very nicely and executing his duties very nicely. It is described about his spiritual practices. Let's hear about his spiritual practices, how intense he was. Every single day, he would nicely worship Lord Narayan and Lord Krishna with lot of faith and devotion. With lot of faith and devotion. Never ever he missed even a single day. Every single day he would do yajna, various types of yajnas. Invite Vaishnavas home, feed them nicely, and every single day without fail he would chant the holy names of the Lord. And that is, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Calling out for the Lord intensely every single day without fail. You remember in my classes I have been telling very often, we have to chant every single day. Every single day. And here Bharat Maharaj is doing that. And then, after doing all this, when the right time came, he decided, I will leave the house. Now this was in the Vedic culture very nicely followed. There are 4 ashramas. Brahmacharya ashram, then Grihastha ashram, then Vanaprastha, and then the word of sannyas is not coming from the mouth. Sannyas. Can we all come closer? I'm feeling very distracted with so much of spaced out people. Can we come closer? And now it is packed. Yes. So these are the 4 ashrams. Now, we can switch on the fan also. Now you see, Brahmacharya ashram, suppose a person lives for 100 years. It is described that first 25 years, the person has to remain a Brahmachari. Now, Brahmachari means proper Brahmacharya. Not getting into any nonsensical activity of watching something nonsense over phone or having some illicit connection with anyone. Nothing like that before marriage. So 25 years, a person follows proper Brahmacharya. And then, next 25 years, so when he's 26, he'll get married. So today I was having one counseling meeting with one of my counseling So he was telling, I'm planning to get married at the age of 34. Now what is the logic in 34 and 35? I met one person recently. He is 50 and he has got a daughter of 7 years old. So what sort of life here are we living? So Vedic Tantra very clearly says, 26 a person gets married, within 1 or 2 years the person begets a child, and when he is 50, the child is already in 20s, already ready, already matured to take up his own responsibility, right? Then at the age of 50, the person leaves the home with his wife for Tirthyatra. That is called as Vanaprastha. So they are not staying at home and ordering their sons, go do this, do that, holding the keys of the treasury. No, it is my house and so on and so forth. No. And then at the age of 75, the husband tells the wife to remain in the shelter of the sons, and the husband goes and takes sannyas. He doesn't visit the house after that. Now Vanaprastha and sannyas is a dream. Vanaprastha and sannyas is gone for a toss. Now only thing people know is Grahastashram. Grahastashram meaning, you know, it's just now something called as living has come into picture. Living. Living, change, again living with someone else. Same thing, keep doing to the end of life. But here Bharat Maharaj, you see, he executed all his duties very nicely. And now, when the right time came, after many, many thousands of years, when the right time came, this personality left the home. He gave the responsibility of the kingdom to his sons. He divided it equally and he left the home to the forest to do his final intense devotional service. Nowadays people not tell me this. The devotional service, spirituality, all not towards the end. Retirement, we'll do it later. Now we have a Bharat Maharaj who will live for thousands of years. Now if we live for 50 years, you know, we celebrate so nicely, silver jubilee. 75 years, are powerful. And then 100 years, Guinness record that is. Yes? 100, 101, 102, 103. Sometimes when I browse over my Facebook page, I find some photos. We celebrated 103 birthday of my grandmother. She is not able to hold the knife also, she is cutting the cake. So it's not a big thing to, you know, live long. But nowadays, because of the lifestyle and other activities which we do, it's very difficult to live long. We don't know what we do the next moment. One of my counselors was sharing back, his brother's friend, no, he died of a car accident. Now he's in 12th standard. Kisko pata, you know, when we leave our bodies? Yes. So it is very important that we practice devotional service in our day-to-day life. And towards the end, we intensify very nicely. And that's what Bharat Maharaj did. Every single day was practicing very nicely. And towards the end of his life, he left the home and he intensified his bhajan. He intensified his devotional service. Nowadays we see, people are not ready to leave home. Right? Till the end, no, people remain at home. Especially when it comes to mother-in-law, daughter-in-law relationship. Yes. Now obviously when the son is married and, you know, the mother is old, she has to understand, give away, you know, whatever is there. Yes, no, I know that keep the keys of the treasury. This kitchen is mine. Has so much of fight. You take the fight between the sons and father. Nowadays there's so many court cases going on. That my father is not giving me this property, that property, and it's not divided properly. Why all these things come? Because we don't renounce at the right time. When the right time comes, people have to give it up. But unfortunately, since we are not following the Vedic culture, we are very much attached to everything that we have. Right? But look at Bharat Maharaj. He left everything, entire kingdom. Entire world I'm talking about. You can imagine how much assets he'll be having. Huge palaces. No, a very, very beautiful wife. Amazing sons. So many maidservants, so much of treasury, so many elephants and horses and so many citizens. He left everything. And nowadays people cannot leave their 1 BHK, 2 BHK, 3 BHK, whatever. Yes, they want to stay in the same place and leave their body. So in this way, Bharat Maharaj left his home, he went to forest to practice devotional service. Now when he went to forest, it is very nicely mentioned that how he was practicing devotional service. Now when he has given his life for just doing devotional service, he was focused, completely focused. Getting up early in the morning. Early in the morning means? Brahma Muhurta, not 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock. Yes, early in the morning is 3:45, Brahma Muhurta time. He was getting up early in the morning, every single day. And he was staying in a place which is near a river called Gandaki River. Now currently it is in Nepal. There are a lot of Shaligram Shilas are found. You know Shaligram Shilas? Black colored stone like structures, but they are actually Lord Vishnu's form. So there, he was staying on the banks of Gandaki River. There he would go and every single day would take bath 3 times a day. It is described that he had very beautiful curly hair. And when he would take bath, now all his curly hair is wet and he would look very, very beautiful. And then before the hair dries up, again he would take bath in the afternoon and again in the evening, like this. 3 times he would take bath. Go to the forest and then pluck flowers, get some fruits and roots, get some leaves, tulsi leaves, all those things he would collect, come to his ashram, and then entire day he would nicely do devotional service by offering all those paraphernalia. Every single day he would chant even more intensely than he was doing before in the kingdom. Very, very intensely he would chant. To such an extent he achieved perfection, almost achieved perfection, where he was feeling the presence of Lord in his life. He would cry in ecstasy, hair on his body would stand on end, and he would feel so much of ecstatic symptoms. And like this, many, many, many days, he was doing very nice devotional service. Before this day which I am going to describe now, what happened? One particular day, something very critical happened in his life. He was sitting and he was chanting the Gayatri Mantra, he was chanting different mantras, starting with Om, and he was meditating on the Lord, completely absorbed and thinking on the beautiful form of Lord Narayan. Lord Narayan's form is described very, very beautifully. Lord's eyes are described as lotus petals. Very beautiful shape. His nose is described as pointed like jasmine flower. His lips are described as reddish as bimba fruits, freshly cut bimba fruits. His earrings, he wears sharp shaped earrings. He wears a very, very, very beautiful crown with a lot of nice jewel ornaments. Yes? Not 1 gram or something like that. The real ones. All diamonds and rubies and emeralds and everything. He wears a very beautiful mala called Vaijayanti mala. This mala consists of 5 beautiful, fragrant flowers. And also it will have nice tulsi manjaris in between. Have you seen tulsi manjari? That is the flower which comes from tulsi plant.
Yes.
So tulsi manjari is in between. He would wear a beautiful necklace which has Kaustubha gem in it. He would have a nice curly hair on his chest, white hair. That is Srivatsamar, where Lakshmi Devi resides. He wears a very beautiful vastra, yellow colored, pita vastra. And a very nice chadar at the top. In this way, it is described his beautiful form. And coming down to his lotus feet, very, very beautiful. Very, very soft, very pinkish. It is described that when Lord Krishna would walk, even on fine, soft sand, his feet would become very much reddish. Very much reddish. For us, only when we walk on thorns and other places, we become reddish.
Yes.
But for Krishna, it is so soft, in fact, Mother Yashoda, when she used to feed Krishna her breast milk, whenever she used to see the lotus feet, even if she presses a bit, it would be so soft, it would go inside. She would be scared, you know, something would happen to her leg. It would become very, very rich, very, very rich. And the tip of the nail of Krishna is described as like this, that when all the beauty of this world is got together, all the beauty, that is not even 1/10,000 tip of the nail of Krishna. Can you imagine the beauty of Krishna? This beautiful form of Lord, he was meditating the entire day, completely absorbed, completely absorbed. It is described, these pure devotees who are there, they see anything, they could actually connect to Krishna. They see black hair, they can remember Krishna. Yes? Pure devotees. And our case is, we look at Krishna's hair and we remember someone else. That is our current situation. Such contaminated state, such fallen state, and such dirty state of ours. But he is so absorbed, Bharat Maharaj is so absorbed, that he was just chanting the holy names and completely remembering Krishna all the time. But you know what happened? In front of his eyes, a doe came, female deer. A doe came and she was drinking water from Gandaki River. Now she was drinking water very peacefully. There was a loud roaring sound of lion. Now she was very much scared. The deer are always scared. And here, she was very much scared. And out of fear, what she did was, she jumped from one place to another, across the river. And in this endeavor of hers, she delivered the child. And the child started floating, the baby deer started floating in the river. But when she jumped on the other side, she felt there was a miscarriage. And after so much of pain, she left the body of the other side. She died. And who is watching all this? Bharat Maharaj. Now it's almost like a movie going on in front of him. Yes? He's watching everything. Now, what happened is, when the baby deer started floating, he went there and picked up the baby deer. And he started thinking, I am the king. And now it's my responsibility to take care of this baby deer also, because even this is a citizen of my kingdom. Was Bharat Maharaj the king?
No.
But still he was thinking that. And he started thinking that I have to give shelter. This is a homeless and a motherless child, and I have to give shelter to this baby. He took the baby, he came to his ashram. Now look at the twist in the story. What happens next? He started serving the baby deer very, very nicely. He would keep the baby deer always on the side. Sometimes on the lap, sometimes this side, sometimes this side. Yes. Now whenever he would do his puja, which he would do very, very intensely, every single day. Now when the baby deer has come, he would do puja and look around if she is there or not. And if she is not there, in between he will give up his puja, go get the deer, sit, and then again start. And sometimes hold and then again, you know, nicely. And sometimes, when the baby deer is missing, he would go around searching like a mad man. No, he would go around and around and just search for the baby deer. And look at the state of his, that now he has completely forgotten what he is supposed to do. Why has he come to forest? He would eat with the baby deer, he would sleep with the baby deer. To such an extent, he would keep the baby deer on the chest and sleep. So that, you know, she doesn't go anywhere. And at times, he would, whenever the baby deer would feel itch, he would pat very nicely. Very, very nicely would pat. And then he would give nice baths to the baby deer. And then to such an extent, he would carry the baby deer everywhere. Now he used to go to forest to get some roots and fruits and flowers and leaves. He would hang the baby deer behind and go around to get it. Even during his worship, he would put the baby deer behind and he would start worshiping. After some time, it became even more worse. He started thinking, why to spend so much of time here worshipping the Lord? When we give shelter to a homeless child and we give shelter to someone who is really in need, that is equivalent to spiritual activity. Now why should I spend time here? Let me take care of the deer. Now tell me, was Bharat Maharaj on the right track?
No.
Sure, no, right? Or we should take care of the baby deer. Nowadays I see so many people not taking care of the dogs. They'll take care of the dogs as in their life and soul. The dog will pass stool and urine, they'll clean very nicely in their own hands. Take the dog around. Sometimes you don't understand who is going for a walk. Dog going for a walk or the man going for a walk? Or who is taking walk or whom? The dog runs and the master follows the dog, you know, wherever the dog goes. Sometimes the dog will take in so many abominable places and the master has to go. No option. And he has to wait till the dog passes the urine and stool, you know, looking at the dog. I've seen this so many times. Similarly here Bharat Maharaj was doing, but unfortunately, Bharat Maharaj got tricked here. See, illusory energy of the Lord is very, very strong. Very strong. He left his entire kingdom, isn't it? Entire kingdom, huge palace, all the treasury which he had, beautiful wife, all the sons, and now he's thinking, oh, this deer is like my son, I should take care of it. And you have left all your sons and you have come here to do devotional service and now you're thinking about it. Maya Shakti is very, very strong. Very, very strong. Maya Shakti will not leave a person wherever he goes, even inside the temple. Even inside the temple. I'm sure most of us sitting here will go out and come. You know, your mind will take you out, go for an outing and come back again. Yes? That's how strong. You know, your mind is agent of Maya. What else? What else mind is? So here, Bharat Maharaj was there. Instead of doing devotional service, he was tricked very nicely. But my question is, why was Bharat Maharaj tricked? Why was he tricked? Because he was doing devotional service very nicely. Even then he was ruling the kingdom, but now why he was not able to rule the kingdom properly? Sorry, why he was not able to do the devotional service properly? Any reasons would you like to give?
Got attached,
okay, agree. What else? The attachment is created by Rishi Rangers. My question is, his attachment was there in his kingdom also, no? But still he was practicing very nicely. Suddenly how did he give up this? Literally he gave up practicing devotional service in the forest. His life and soul was dear now. Why?
So, in every situation, he has to be in the same path. Means he should not distract if something is coming. So, what I believe is, God has created us to test him whether he is able to, you know, if something went wrong, whether he will be able to get my means in all his life.
Okay, Lord was testing him. That is what you want to say. Yes, Lord was testing him. Yes, illusory energy of the Lord should test. But why he was not able to pass the test? That is my question. Yes. Huh? Focus is missing. Why? That's what is the question. Why he got distracted? How his situation would have been better? Tell me any suggestions. How Bharat Maharaj, suppose Bharat Maharaj meets you and you're supposed to give suggestion now. It's what suggestion you will give to not to get distracted. Bharat Maharaj is leaving his kingdom and you know the pastime already now. So you have to tell Bharat Maharaj to do something. So what will you tell Bharat Maharaj?
Not to leave the kingdom.
No, he has to leave the kingdom.
He should join the kingdom. He's back in thinking that he will take care of the...
Okay. So what suggestion will you give?
He thought he is the master. Manage.
He thought he is the master, okay?
He has to manage both.
He has to manage both? What both?
He has to manage both.
Okay. What suggestion would you give?
So you do whatever you are doing. Let the deer, Lord
will take care of it. Okay, God will take care. Now, when you go to forest, there will be deer will come into picture. Don't take care of deer. Lord will take care of it.
Okay.
Yes. Any other suggestion? Yes. Stay in devotee association. If suppose there was a devotee beside Bharat Maharaj, he would have told, Bharat Prabhu, what are you doing? Bharat Prabhu, you have come to do devotional service. How can you take care of the deer and leave devotional service? Many times this happens, you know, especially in youth. So I have seen this. Now what to do? Illusion energy of the Lord is very strong and we are in the world of illusion. No, this age of Kali is very strong. So I have seen sometimes a devotee will be staring at one place and there will be some female personality will be standing there. And then another devotee will go, what are you doing? Are you Bhakti Karo? How this happens when we are in the association of devotees? Illusory energy. Don't get distracted. Be focused. Yes. So, when we are in association of devotees, automatically what happens? We can help ourselves very nicely. Devotees will help us. Prabhu, what are you doing? You forgot the goal of life. Alright? You are here to practice devotional service. If there had been only one devotee with Bharat Maharaj, you would have told Bharat Maharaj, you are here to practice devotional service. But unfortunately, Bharat Maharaj is alone. But now illusory energy of the Lord is very strong. Very strong. In Bhagavad Gita 7th chapter 14th shloka, Krishna says, please repeat. Dainihesha gunamai.
Dainihesha gunamai.
Mama maya duratyaya.
Mama maya duratyaya.
Maam evaye prapadyante.
Maam evaye prapadyante.
Mayam etam taratite.
Mayam etam taratite.
So here Krishna is saying, Dainihesha gunamai. Mama maya. He is saying that Maya, which all people are in, that Maya is mine, Krishna is saying. She is my sister. She is my energy. And he is saying, Mama Maya Duratyaya, very difficult to overcome. Not possible. Arre tu, abhi kya kare phir, kya karna hai? What should we do? Last line he says, Maam evaye prapadyante maya metam taratyate. He says, you surrender unto me, you take my shelter, I will help you to cross Maya. So, when we take shelter of Krishna, automatically a person can overcome the illusory energy of the Lord. This is what has to be done. So in the association of devotees, a person has to take shelter of Krishna. But Bharat Maharaj, he did it independently, without any guidance, without any association. And look at this state. Such a pity state, isn't it? Such a pity state. Such a pity state that he left everything and got attached to deer, animal. You can imagine. So illusory energy of the Lord is very, very strong. Very, very strong. So this devotee association is very, very important. Let me give you some analogy to remember for life now. Mm-hmm. Have you seen a circus? Hope everyone has gone to some circus. Mm-hmm. Everyone? Nowadays we hardly find. In our childhood, it used to be there. Right? So in circus, you'll see people jumping from one corner to another. They'll go and catch hold of another person's hand and jump from one ring to another ring and so on and so forth. How come they have so much of confidence? Practice, okay. But during practice also they have confidence, no? How? Something is there down. Net is there down. They are completely confident. Even if I fall down, net is there. Similarly, a painter who paints the big buildings, is there the job on 10th floor or 15th floor? He falls from the top, what will happen? Ram naam satya hai, baaki sab asatya hai. This is what will happen, yes? But he is doing it very confidently because he has a net down, something to hold it down. Similarly, when we are practicing devotional service, we need a net, and that is called as devotee net. When devotees are there around, automatically, even if we fall down, in our practice of devotional service, automatically a call will come. Saturday evening, 6 p.m. row session, come back. Even when we are not interested, you know, we get a call. No, we forgot the session today, why are you not here? What happened? From so many weeks you are not coming. It goes to such an extent that the person will get frustrated, but the devotee who is doing follow will not leave it. That is the beauty of devotee association. But one day the devotee will come. He has to come, he has no option. Yes? So when we are in association of devotees, even when we fall down from devotee association, automatically we'll come back. Automatically we'll come back. So we have to remain in devotee association and practicing bhakti, or else be ready to become the next Bharat Maharaj, getting attached to, he was attached to a deer animal, you'll be attached to some deer human being in this world, yes? Now what happened? Towards the end, one day, the deer was missing. Bharat Maharaj went around searching, he couldn't find. He started searching in the morning, it was evening, the sun is setting, the moon is rising and he's not able to find the deer. He's going around and he's thinking, he's gone crazy, completely crazy, thinking maybe the deer has been eaten by some carnivorous animal, some tiger, some lion. Oh my baby deer, it was my responsibility to take care of you. I couldn't take care of you, I'm very sorry. He looks at the moon and on the moon the black spot was looking like a deer for him. And he's telling the moon, you're so nice, you're actually taking care of the deer who is there with you. Yes. He had the footprints of the deer and was glorifying the footprints, saying these footprints are so beautiful. Mother Earth, she has done so much of austerity that she has got these auspicious footprints on her. Look at the crazy mentality of this mad person. And then he started saying, since my austerity was not proper, this baby deer is not with me. And like this, he went around searching. And he went crazy searching. Almost he was about to take his last breath. About to die. And he was completely absorbed in the thought of
deer.
And then, towards the end, he was about to leave the body. He was so absorbed, he opened his eyes and he could actually find the deer in front of him. And he left his body. Now all my intelligent Gita Bhav students who have attended 9 sessions, tell me what will be the destination of Bharat Maharaj now?
Next
Janma deer?
During taking the last breath, he was thinking about deer.
So whatever we remember the last moment, that's what we become. Thank you very much. Yes. Only when right answers are given, some motivation is there for the speaker. I think I didn't share this with you. I was giving one session in the college for college students. So, you remember the first shloka, 1.1, Dhritarashtra Vacha? Dhritarashtra Vacha, someone can recite? Dharma Kshetre Kurukshetre Samaveta Yudhasara Mahaka Pandavaschaiva Kimma Kuruvata Sanjaya. So, I explained this shloka very nicely. We had a long discussion on the shloka. I said, that Dhritarashtra is asking this question because he's thinking that his sons are impious, yes, and Pandavas are pious. So Kurukshetra is Dharma Kshetra, which is a pious place. So pious place, pious people, they'll become strong and my sons will become weak. So he's asking this question to Sanjaya, why? So I gave this session on Tuesday. On Thursday, I went back to give another session. Then I was revising this session. So I asked him, why is Dhritarashtra Maharaj asking this question? You know one person what he said? Because Dhritarashtra Maharaj is old, he forgot what is happening. You can imagine my state. I was feeling like, please give me some poison. I'm going to leave my body here.
Yes.
So many reasons they give. No one gave me the correct answer there. Yes. I was bewildered. I asked some of the senior students there. I asked, did I tell the right reason or not? Yes. Yes. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, please repeat, 8th chapter, 6th verse. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam. So Krishna is telling here, whatever you remember at the time of death, you become back in the next life. This is what Krishna is telling here. Very clear it is. But then now the question is, how to break the cycle of birth and death then? Because for sure, at the time of death, you remember some of the other people, no? Because they're attached to so many things around, then how can we break the cycle of birth and death?
We have to remember Krishna.
We have to remember Krishna. So if we remember Krishna at the time of death, we will become Krishna. Then what will happen? We'll get moksha. We'll reach the destination where Krishna is there. Yes? And this is what Krishna says in just the previous verse, 8th chapter, 5th verse. Please repeat. Antakale cha mameva.
Antakale cha mameva.
Smaran mukta kalevaram.
Smaran mukta kalevaram.
Ya prayati samadhavam.
Ya prayati samadhavam.
Yati nastyata samshaya.
Yati nastyata samshaya.
Krishna is telling Arjuna. Na samshaya. Why are you keeping any samshaya? Any doubts? You remember me at the time of death, you will come back to me, oh Arjuna, without fail. Yes, he is telling everyone sitting here, including me. You remember me at the time of death, automatically you will come back to me. But to remember the time of death, we can remember just like that? How can we remember that?
Practice
every single day. Thanda practice? How then?
Intense
practice. Intense. Because intensely we do other activities, no? When we watch a movie, I've seen this, you know, people do it. Even if there's a bomb blast, people are doing this. Especially if there's a cricket match going on, yes? Last ball, last over, last ball. It's like the person is crazy, he's sitting there. Here, mother is shouting. This happens, I've seen so many places. Mother is shouting. And please, mother, okay, let anything happen there. The person is so absorbed. Now, if so much of intensity is there in doing these things, so you can imagine how intense those impressions will be there in the mind. Yes? Now, when people see the movies, it is so intense in watching the movie that at night, same day at night, the person gets a dream of the movie. But the only change is, hero is different. Who is the hero? We are the hero in that case. Yes? So you can imagine how intensely we see. Now tell me, when we come on Saturdays here, when we take darshan of such beautiful deities of Radha and Krishna, Shri Gandharvika, Giri, Hari, Gaurari, you know, does Krishna come in our dream? No? Very difficult. Very difficult, I would think so. Why? Because jitna intensely movie dekhte, utna intense nahi karte na bhakti, that is the problem. Yes? So when we are intense in our devotional service, then it is possible to remember Krishna at the time of death. Always not possible. Not possible at all. Right? In a storm of reincarnation case happened. So on Mataji, she was getting lot of dreams again and again and again. Just current one I'm talking about. And in this dream, she would see a very weird place. In a weird place, she would find a Iswan temple there. Yes? She would find a garden beside the temple. She would find herself sitting and chanting there in a male body. So she went to the spiritual master and she asked that why this is coming. So the spiritual master suggested go around and search, where is this place? Then she went to a different place. She found that place. And then she found the garden also where she still chants. Yes? And then she also went around searching and she found one lady, an old lady, who was exactly looking like her. All the body features were exactly like her. And this girl who was there, or this female who was there, she was actually a brahmachari in the past life. So now you can understand the conclusion. What was the conclusion? Yes, at the time of death, what would have happened? And then it was known that this particular devotee, you know, was connected to that particular old lady who was there. Yes? So you can imagine, Krishna is not just saying just like that. It is not a fake or a myth that Krishna is talking about. It is reality. And here we are seeing Gita in action. Yes? Bharat Maharaj, he remembered whom? Dear the time of death, and he becomes what?
Dear.
Why
the
person didn't get the moksha all the she was a
Brahmachari
in previous
life.
What? That person, that lady, she was a
Brahmachari
in previous life, but why she didn't get the
answer? That's what, intense devotional service. See, this Brahmachari ashram, or any ashram for that matter, is a platform to practice devotional service. It is not a guarantee that you go back home back to Godhead. Yes? Most of the time, Maya Devi is so strong outside, very strong. Anything can happen. Yes, anything can happen. Here, you know, we see so many times people come to the temple. Yes, and instead of watching at the deities, they're watching some other place where females are standing. Yes, so many times this happens, you know, the new people who come to take darshan of the Lord. So many times. In big temples, sometimes they complain when there are a lot of crowd. Yes, people you know, go and try to touch the private parts of the opposite gender. See how abominable it is. So it's very difficult, very difficult. Maya Shakti is very, very strong. So it is said devotional activity has to be done intensely. Only then we can cross the Maya Shakti. Or it's very difficult, not possible. Yes. So this way we see Bharat Maharaj got this body of a deity. Now, what happened, you know? Since Bharat Maharaj practiced devotional service very nicely, yes, even when he was there in the deer body, he could remember his past life. Devotional service is never wasted. Krishna says, please chant. Neha Vikrama Nashosti.
Neha Vikrama Nashosti.
Pratyavayam Navidhyate.
Pratyavayam Navidhyate.
Svarpamapyasya
Dharmasya. Svarpamapyasya
Dharmasya. Trayato Mato Bhaya.
Trayato Mato Bhaya.
So here Krishna is saying that anyone who does little endeavor on this path of devotional service will never be lost or never be diminished, he says. Always it will be there with the person. So now here Bharat Maharaj did so much of intense devotional service in his initial days. How will that get wasted? So in the deer form also, this deer remembered all the past life memories. Now what happened, you know, as soon as the deer took birth, now Bharat Maharaj in the deer body, he remembered his past life. He left his home immediately. And he started walking and he came back to the same place where Bharat Maharaj was doing tapasya. Same place. Kula ashram. Near Ganta Kiri. And now he became so very intense in the thought process. Now he was thinking, abhi chance nahi lega. I'm not yet attached to anyone, including a female deer. No. To such an extent, he would not go away from the ashram also. You know what he would eat in the deer body? He would eat the leaves which are falling down from the tree. That's it. He almost became like a deer sannyasi. Always remaining in the ashram, always remaining in the association of all the sadhus there. Never ever he went out. And he was lamenting so much, I had so much of opportunity to practice devotional service in human form. Look at my fallen state, look at my unfortunate situation. I lost the opportunity. I lost the opportunity. And in this lamentation, you would pray to the Lord. But you know something? In animal body, you cannot do much. You cannot remember the Lord. Very difficult. Very difficult. Only in one body you can remember the Lord. Which body is that? Dog. Human body. It's only and only and only human body where we can do devotional service. No other body we can do devotional service. No other body. No other body. All of us are so fortunate sitting here. All of us have got human body. You can imagine how fortunate we are. And in this human form, we are coming and thinking or hearing about the Lord and hearing about devotional service. How fortunate we all are. We all know the right path now. All of us know the right path. That of devotional service. How fortunate all of us are. And here in this dear body, this Bharat Maharaj is suffering like anything. Not able to remember properly. But still praying that please help me, please help me. And in this thought, he leaves this body. Now we enter the third life of Bharat Maharaj. What do you think? What happened in third life? Which form did he get?
Human body.
Human body. He got the human form, as you rightly said. Again, in this human form, you know what happened? He remembered past two lives. Now, let me describe this form or this life of Bharat Maharaj. hear it very carefully, lot of lessons to take back from this session. Till now it was just a warm-up. Yes. Here, in this human body, or Bharat, took birth in a Brahmana family. So this Brahmana was there, he married two females. From first wife, he had 9 sons. And from the second wife, he had a son and a daughter. Yes? So, that son and the daughter, from the second wife, so that son was there, he was actually Bharat Maharaj. But now, since he remembered the past life, now he decided, abhi kuch masti nahi karna hai. Lot of masti I did. When I was Bharat Maharaj, I did lot of masti. Now, dear Pum, I couldn't do anything. Now, no masti. I have to only practice devotional service first. This is what was the thought process of him. And he never wasted even a single moment. See, devotional service is never wasted. We all have to remember this. Never wasted. Every single Mahamantra that we chant, every time we come to temple, every time we hear the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, every time we dance in the Kirtan, every time we have Prasad, nothing is wasted. Everything is remembered. Even if we forget, Krishna will never forget. Yes? Even if we forget, Krishna will never forget. Because we have volatile memory. But he has a permanent memory. He remembers everything. He tells Arjuna, I remember everything, past, present and future of even you, O Arjuna. He's telling this to Arjuna. Yes. He remembers everything. Never ever any devotional activity is wasted. And here, this personality, Bharat Maharaj, remembered his past 2 lives. Let's discuss about this one particular concept. If suppose we are practicing devotional service and suppose we are not able to attain perfection in this very lifetime and break the cycle of birth and death in this very lifetime, what will happen? Krishna is giving different case studies in 6th chapter. You want to hear or should I skip this? You want to hear this? 6th chapter, 41st sloka. Please chant. Prapya punyam kritam lokan.
Prapya punyam kritam lokan.
Kushitva shashvatehe pate samaha. Kushitva shashvate samaha.
Kushitva shashvate samaha.
Sushinam shrimatam gehe.
Sushinam shrimatam gehe.
Yogo prashto vijayate.
Yogo prashto vijayate.
The first case study is what happens when a devotee is not able to attain perfection. He says that such a devotee, first he goes to heavenly planets, enjoys there many, many years there, many thousands of years, and then comes back to on this earthly planet and takes birth. First thing is, he goes there and enjoys. Second, he comes down on this earthly planet and then he takes birth either in pious family or in a very rich family. Now you understand how the celebrities are there alone? Yes? All of them, they have practiced devotional service. No one who is very rich, no, has just become rich just like that. When a person practices devotional service, he gets an opportunity to enjoy. So this is the case study of Krishna. Then Krishna says, all. What happens? Please repeat. Atha eva yoginam eva.
Atha eva yoginam eva.
Kule bhavati dhimata.
Kule bhavati dhimata.
Etaddi durlabhataram.
Etaddi durlabhataram.
Loke janmaya ditrisham.
Loke janmaya ditrisham.
So here he is saying, or what happens? If the person has practiced devotional service very nicely, very intensely, he takes birth in a devotee family. Yes? Whenever I see small kids, devotee kids, I'm always envious of them. This says so many shlokas, you know, I have read so many shlokas. Just, you know, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, no, I'm old, that's it. On Sundays, if you come here, Sunday morning, Sunday feast class, it starts at 8 o'clock, you see so many kids running around. Catch any kid and ask them to chant some shloka, they'll chant many, many shlokas. Yes? And right from birth, even when they're in the womb, they have been eating prasad, because mother eats prasad. Even when they come out, they take breast milk of mother. And since mother is eating prasad, even the breast milk is prasad. And when they start eating grains, they start eating prasad only, nothing else they eat. No anap shanap from thela. Yes? Only prasad. And in the out, they have been just seeing their parents doing devotional service. Day in and day out. Just imagine how strong they will be. Yesterday I was in Melkote. So there, now we visited our ISKCON center. So the devotee who is taking care of the center has got 2 kids. One son and one daughter. They are so sharp. They are so sharp. Yesterday I gave a similar class there. They also sat in my class. And we had some other 7 students. So when I was asking questions, these two kids were answering before the others would answer. Very quick, very sharp. They were able to chant the shlokas also. And the way they were talking, it was as if they're so mature. As if they're 30 years old, they would talk like that. It's so much of maturity. And they know their responsibilities very nicely. So before we called them to a place, we were going out, so we called them, you also come. They're so mature, other kids would have been, chalo, we'll come. They went to the parents, took permission, and they said yes, then they went out. No, they came with us. So sometimes parents come and ask this question, that, no, my child is not listening to me. Whatever I say, he'll do it. And then sometimes a parent will say, please counsel him to study nicely. Yes. Please help him to chant. I think first you do, no, then they will do. Yes? It's a mistake of parents, not the kids. See, 1 or 2 year old kid, what will that understand? I was traveling to Vrindavan 2 weeks back. So while traveling, there was 1.5 year old kid in the same compartment. So that kid was almost like a monster. In a day, you know, he would eat 10 to 15 times. Again, eating. We are just looking at him. What is he doing? And so much ziddi. So much, he's just shouting, beating people around, going around, not listening to parents. 1.5 year kid. Now see, 1.5 year kid has not seen the world much. So he's not learned from outside all these things. This samskara is right from birth. Parents have given that samskara. So if parents have proper devotional attitude, automatically the child also gets right from the birth. No doubt about that. Yes? So we always keep telling, there's a samskara called Garbhadhan samskara. Yes? Which every grihastha should do before begetting the children. Very, very important. Very, very important. Yes? And here we see that this Brahmana who was there, he got such a wonderful child, that is Bharat Maharaj. So Krishna gives his 3 case studies. First one, what happens? When a devotee fails, he goes to heavenly planets and enjoys them. Second, after coming from there, he takes birth in a pious family or rich family. So where he not have any obstacles. Third, he takes birth in a devotee family. Then, the Krishna is saying in 43rd verse, please repeat. Tatratam buddhi samyogam.
Tatratam buddhi samyogam.
Lavate pavadehikam.
Lavate pavadehikam.
Yatate cha tato bhuryana.
Yatate cha tato bhuryana.
Samsiddhau kuru nandana.
Samsiddhau kuru nandana.
Now Krishna is saying, after getting such a very nice birth, such a person starts practicing devotional service very, very intensely, without fail. But then, see, all of us, we are not born in devotee family. Maybe we all are born in pious family. So we come in the case one. Yes, case one. Yes. And the other thing is, you see, all of us sitting here have got some attraction towards the Lord. Yes, everyone. Either it might be holy name, chanting, it might be kirtan. Yes, or it might be prasad for that matter. Yes, or anything. Do you all agree? All of us sitting here have got some attraction. Obviously, not full attraction, but at least some attraction is there. How come some attraction is there? Krishna answers this. Let's try to understand our past life now. 44th shloka in 6th chapter, Krishna says, Purvabhyasane te naiva.
Purvabhyasane te naiva.
Riyate ya shopisaha. Jigyasurabhi yogasya.
Jigyasurabhi yogasya.
Shabda brahma tivartate.
Shabda brahma tivartate.
Here Krishna is saying, a person who is a devotee in the past life, when he takes birth, he gets natural attraction towards various aspects of bhakti. Natural attraction. Yes. He will not be forced to do it. So did you all understand what will be in the past life? What will be in the past life? Rogues and rowdies. What were we? All of us were devotees. All of us were devotees. Only because Bharat Maharaj remembered his past two lives, he became intense in his devotional service. Our problem is we don't remember any lifetime. That is our problem. Yes. If suppose we remembered in the past life what we were, automatically we would have become very, very intense. But Krishna is giving us what we were devotees. But which may time pass the chodhi. Yes? Which may chodhi again. So the thing is, the person has to take a very, very intense thing. The one has got some attraction towards some aspect of devotional service. If now we do some time pass, then again we are gone. Again gone. Yes? Again you have to start from ABC. And also Krishna is saying that when a person leaves his body, takes a birth, and he gets attraction towards yogi siddhis, or sorry, yogi processes. But my question is, you see this age of Kali? Is it easy to practice bhakti? Yes? All the ones who are staying outside? Very difficult, isn't it? Very difficult. Ami socho. What did Krishna say first? One who does devotional service and leaves his body, goes to
heavenly planets.
Okay. So the calculation of heavenly planets, let me tell you. So here 6 months in earthly planet is one moment in heavenly planet. Okay? So now Krishna is saying many thousands of years the devotee will enjoy there. And then come back here, take birth in a pious family or a rich family. Or in a devotee family. Okay? Now the thing is, it is a prophecy that bhakti in this age of Kali, this bhakti movement or Hare Krishna movement will be there only for 10,000 years. Okay? So it means all these one centers which are there only will be there for 10,000 years. Or people who are practicing bhakti will be there only for 10,000 years. Now we go there and enjoy and come back. So thousands of years we are there. You know, we spend 10,000 years and we come back here. We take birth in a pious family, but no devotee association. Caste practice karke. Yes? So there's no question of taking risk. So when I was studying in Vichilani, I used to give sessions in my room. So many of the bachelor students used to come. I was doing a master's there. So they would come for sessions morning and evening. They would do mantra meditation in the room. So when I passed out from there, after a few months I went for convocation. So I was talking to one boy, so I was asking him, he was in his third year of engineering. So I asked him that, are you practicing nicely now? Are you chanting every single day? He said, Prabhu, I've done intense devotional service. And I think now it's enough. I said, what intense you did? For 6 months I chanted 2 rounds. Yes. Then he gave me a philosophical answer also from 6th chapter, same verses. He said, see Prabhu, Krishna says, no, any devotee who is not able to attain perfection, in the next line he continues from the same point. So in the next line I continue from this point where I am. Now since I have done intense devotional service, now let me enjoy my life. We engineers, we use our dirty brain in dirty stuff here and there. No? We don't understand the philosophy properly. Important aspect is you have to take it up very, very seriously. Now, Prabhupada used to say, give this one life for Krishna and do intense devotional service. Ami time pass nahi karna. Yes? This attraction that we have got for Krishna is a natural attraction because we were devotees in the past. And again, if we do time pass, later we don't know if we'll be getting devotee life or not. And even if we don't know if we get devotee association or not. Now at least, you know, we have satsang where we all come together and discuss about Krishna. Later it will be so difficult. You see in Russia what happened. In Russia, devotees were banned to come together and do devotional service. They would meet underground. There have been times where they would hug each other and say that now we are going to book distribution. Don't know if we'll be meeting it again or not. Because maybe these people might kill us. Even now in Gulf countries, there are some devotees who still do devotional service here. I have one of my friends who does that. His altar is there inside the cupboard. He locks the cupboard. Because it is said that that particular place, I will not name where he stays. So that particular place, if suppose there is a raid on the house, they will come and check. And if they find any deities there, there will be critical action taken on them. Just imagine how difficult it is. But still every Friday they have a satsang there. No? In one house. And to open the door, there's a code that is there to bang on the door. Then only the door will be opened by devotee. And then inside the house, they'll all come together, do very, very silent kirtan, and do japa. They have satsang, you know, discuss Krishna katha. Do ratyatra inside the house, which they cannot do outside. Like this, devotee is still practicing bhakti. Look at our fortunate state. One devotee went to South Africa. She was telling, he went to give class there. So that devotee, doing Jisra, Jayarada Madhav, Kartal is given. He was not given Kartal. I was sitting in his class, he was sharing his experience. So he was telling, he was given Duffli. Now he was worried, you know, he said, why Duffli is given? But he said, okay, I'll not sing on Duffli. He said, you know Duffli, right? It's like a small drum with some jingles. Yes. Then he started playing with that, and then after the class, he asked this question. Why did he give me this? Why couldn't he give me Kartal? The devotee said, there was only one pair of kartal in the center, now it is lost. Now till the point someone goes to India and gets back on kartal, till then you have to use this. Is what they said. Can you imagine? There are places where devotees don't get wheels to chant. They tie 108 knots in the cloth and they chant on that. Because they don't have wheels. And look at us, you know, everywhere wheels are there in the center. You just pick up and you can chant. Yes? Look at our fortunate situation. Look at our fortunate situation. Again, if we time pass here, then we are gone. Then, you know, we'll be fool number one. Literally fool number one. If now we not take a break seriously. Yes? And now Jada Bharat was there, Arepa. He was so very intense. Two lives he's remembering. One is Bharat Maharaj, second dear life. Just imagine how intense he'll be in devotional service. Now he's so intense that he would remain like a dumb and a deaf fellow. His father tried teaching him various brahminical activities. His father would teach him after using the toilet, wash your hands. But he would do completely ulta. He would wash hands and then go to the toilet. And not wash hands after coming out from the toilet. Yes. And then he would be taught to recite some shlokas, he would not recite. He would be taught that do this activity, do that activity, take bath. He would not take bath for weeks together. Yes. Because he was thinking that again I don't want to get entangled here. Externally he was remaining always dirty, but internally would always remember Krishna, his core of his heart, intensely pray and intensely chant the holy names of Lord Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare.
Intensely would do this. Every time you would be seen lying somewhere on the ground. Now what happened is, his father was having a lot of hopes on him, a lot of hopes that he'll become a very nice Vedic scholar, he'll become a very nice Brahmana, but nothing was fulfilled. Because Bharat Maharaj was now called as Jada Bharat, because he was remaining like a dumb fellow, so he's called as Jada, and Bharat was his name. So Jada Bharat. So this Jada Bharat remained like a Jada always, like a deaf and dumb, because he wanted to remain away from the non-devotees. He was thinking, if I start now showing my qualities, if I become very skilled and things like that, so these people will praise me, these people will engage me in various activities, then my father will force me to get married. Not, I'm not going to do all these things. Now only bhakti, nothing else I'm going to do. Yes? So in this way he decided, and he would do some activities to maintain the body and lie down somewhere just like that. One fine day his father died. Yes? And his younger wife was there, or second wife was there. She also jumped in the same fire of this Brahmana. Now, Bharat, this Jada Bharat was under the care of the first wife of that Brahmana, who had how many sons?
Nine
sons. Now, everyone knew that this person is Jada, waste. So they started treating him very, very badly. They would not give him food to eat. And whatever food they will give, no? That food will be either stale or either eaten by worms. You see, sometimes when you're cooking rice, if you put it on a high flame towards the end, the rice will get stuck and it will become brown. It will get really burnt out. So that burnt rice they would scrape and then that they would give it to Jada Bharat. But Jada Bharat wouldn't speak even a single word. He would just eat. He would just tolerate. People would do atrocious activities on him. Still he will tolerate. People will speak ill words about him, still he would tolerate. People would throw stones at him, still he would tolerate. People would beat him, still he would tolerate. Because the only thing that he knew was, I am not here to do anything, but I am here to do only devotional service. Come what? Yes? Never ever, he said anything. Sometimes many of the devotees ask me this question. Bro, how much you tolerate? There's so much of atrocious activities going on in my life. So first question I ask is, the person who is doing atrocious activities, is he equivalent to Hiranyakashipu? No, not okay. So the other thing is that, okay, that is also there. How much you tolerate? Like Jada Bharat. Yes. See, remember always this one statement. Hear very carefully. We are not in this world to change anyone. We are not here to teach anyone anything in this world. We are here in this world only for one thing. That is transforming our heart and attaining Krishna's lotus feet. That is the only goal of life. We are not here to teach people around and sometimes people say, oh, if that person keeps doing like this, you'll never learn. Never learn, so I have to go and teach. Only if you are his teacher, only if you are his guru, you can teach. If you are not a guru, you cannot teach. Simple. Yes. So this way, Jadabharata knew this very well. He was always absorbed in thinking of Krishna, chanting the holy name of Krishna. He was blissful within, but externally, he would act like Jada. Deaf and dumb. Yes? And here, once, what happened is, he was just lying there, as always, like almost a dead fellow. In one place, there was a Kali Puja going on. Some demons were doing this Kali Puja. And in this Kali Puja, the Bali was given. And that Bali was actually a human being. So Bali of a human being. And this human being should be like an animal. Yes? Just doing some animalistic activity. Now what happened is, when they were about to give Bali of that person, was brought there, that person ran away. Now the priest told the other dacoits, go and get a similar person like him. They went around searching, and guess what? They found? They found Jadabharata lying there. So when they found Jadabharata, so at that time they thought, they looked at him, man animal, completely fit for Bali. They took him, and Jadabharata wouldn't resist anything. They picked him up, he said, chalo, then okay, chalo. He started walking. Now they took him there, they gave him bath, and then they applied nice scented oil on his body, they applied chandan on his body, nicely decorated him, yes, gave him nice clothes to wear, gave him huge feast to eat, and Jadabharata, without any hesitation, without any resistance, he was just allowing people to do whatever they want. He was busy thinking about it. Prasad was given, he ate it nicely. Now everything was done, and then he was put in front of Mother Kali. Now the time has come where his head will be beheaded from the body. The priest took the big sword in his hand. He held in front of Mother Kali, looking at Mother Kali and praying that I am offering this body to you. Please enjoy the hot blood that will come out of this body. This was the prayer that was offered. But least was he knowing that he is a pure devotee who is always thinking about Krishna. But Jadabharata, he knew that what is happening with him, but he didn't resist it even one moment. He didn't speak anything. Just imagine if we were there in place of Jadabharata. We would be like crying out like, arre chode, mujhe kya kar raha hai, chode. Yes, not even once he cried out, not even once he shouted, he was just lying there. Because he knew very well that Krishna is there to protect him. Yes, you know what happened now? When the priest was about to put the sword across the body of Jadabharata, the deity of Mother Kali broke into pieces. And Mother Kali actually appeared there in front of those efforts. In her original form, in her very, very ferocious form. Yes? She took that same sword from the hand of the priest and she beheaded all the dacoits standing there. She killed all the dacoits. Yes? And what Jadabharata did? He looked at Mother Kali, paid obeisance, he left. Yes? When very nice shloka comes, Rakhe Krishna Mare Ke Mare Krishna Rakhe Ke. If Krishna wants to kill me, who can protect me? Who can protect me? And if Krishna wants to protect me, who in this world can kill me? Yes? Who in this world can kill me? This Jadabharata knew very well. But our problem is we don't have faith in Krishna. Yes, I have to feel myself. If I don't feel myself, yes, then how will I sustain? How will I get food? If I don't have this 9-to-5 job which I am doing, how will I feel myself? Yes. And you know, people are so worried sometimes about their job. No, I have to work very, very properly. It's okay, bro. Sometimes we can give up this devotional service. Chanting and all, give it up. It's okay. You have to serve my boss. He is the one who is giving money. If he doesn't give me money, how will I sustain? Hare Krishna is the one who is sustaining all this. Yes? This one important faith that we should have is very, very important. Then automatically, sir, whatever problems we have, everything will be removed. Right? You look at Prahlad Maharaj. I'm sharing this yesterday in Melkote. So there's a very nice deity of Ayodhya Narasimha Dev. So Prahlad Maharaj was thrown by Hiranyakashipu from the top of the cliff. Was Prahlad Maharaj in anxiety? Yes? Suppose we were thrown from the top. You will start shouting, and then finally down, thump. Yes? But Prahlad Maharaj was least bothered. Only thing he knew was, I am supposed to remember Krishna, that's it. And he was chanting Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva, continuously he was chanting the holy names, continuously. And here Lord is in anxiety, where he will have to hold him up and down. Yes? That was his anxiety, Lord's anxiety. So Lord is supposed to take that anxiety, not devotees. And here Jadamaras, look at his dependence on the Lord. Yes? Now only when we depend on the Lord, Lord will protect us. This we have to understand very clearly. Right? If we are not depending on the Lord, if we think that we can do it by ourselves, Lord will something come up. Then you don't need, you do it by yourself, try. Suppose you cannot, then attend Saturday session, understand on that. Then depend on me. Yes? So complete dependence on Lord is very important. Look at Jagannath's case. This is complete dependence. Complete dependence. Lord Ramchandra is saying a very, very beautiful point. Please repeat after me. Sakrat eva prapanno yas. Sakrat eva prapanno yas. Tavasmiti chayachate. Abhayam sarvatha tasmai.
Abhayam sarvatha tasmai.
Tadamyetat pratam mama. So here, Lord Ramchandra is saying, if once my devotee comes to me and he surrenders to my lotus feet and he says, once that I am yours, he says, I have taken a vrata. Lord Ramchandra is saying, I have taken a vrata. That anyone who does that, what he will do? Abhayam sarvada tasmai. I will make him fearless and I will protect him always. Always. And he never has to be fearful anytime in his life. Look at the vow that Lord is taking. Yes? But then, what is the condition? We have to take complete shelter of the Lord. This is very, very important. Right? And here we see that this personality, Jagannath, took such amazing shelter of Lord Krishna. That even when he was about to be killed, he was protected. Yes? Last pastime for today of Jagannath. Lot of things I can speak since we have less time. Once Jagannath was just lying there, again, the king of that province was going on the palanquin. Now there were four people needed, so one person was missing. So king said, go and find one healthy fellow. Now for your information, Jagannath had nice biceps. He was very strong. So they went there, they thought, okay, this person is the right match. Get him. So he was called, and Jagannath, wherever he would be called, he'll just go. He'll just do that, whatever is. Then why to resist? Krishna is very big. No, you're not resisting anymore. He came there, and then three people are holding, and then he joined the palanquin carriers. And they started carrying the palanquin. Now king is sitting inside. Don't know what happened. Jagannath, every 3 feet, you would keep jumping. Now once he jump, and then again he'll jump, the other side, again he'll jump. Now suppose he's jumping. Now when he's jumping, what will happen? All the other carriers who are there, they're not understanding what to do. Now the palanquin is getting imbalanced. Who is getting affected? King is getting affected. He's getting a jerk. Then he shouted, the king shouted, what are you doing? All the other three palanquin carriers knew very well that now we are gone. And they all started now telling the king what is happening. They said that, O king, we are doing our duty very properly. But this new fellow who has come, he is not carrying the palanquin properly. Because of that, we are missing the balance. This is what they said. You know why Jagannath was jumping? Because there were some ants down. So he did not want to step on ants. Look at the devotional level of this person. Yes? He did not want to harm even ants. That was his motive. Now Rahugana, King Rahugana from inside the palanquin, he started taunting Jagannath. He started saying that, yes, you're single-handedly carrying the palanquin, so you're so tired. Now you're so old and you're so skinny that you're not able to carry this palanquin properly. And then he started shouting, even after taunting so much, even when this was not followed, even when the palanquin was going, he started shouting, saying that I am your king, I am the master, and you are my servant, and you are serving properly. And then he started using very, very bad words. For the first time, Jagannath spoke. Now look at his speech. He said, O king, you are correct. You are correct that I have become very old. The body will become old, but not the soul. Soul is eternal. Then he said that I am not skinny. I am spirit soul and not this body. Then he said that when it comes to tiredness, this body gets tired, not the soul. And what are you talking about being master and servant? You are master now because of your karma of past. Maybe in future we might interchange our positions. I might be your master and you might be my servant. What do you think about this? And he started speaking about body soul. He started speaking about the karma. He started speaking about all the other aspects which we covered in 9 sessions with the course. He gave all the 9 sessions at one shot. Now listening to this, King Rahuganani understood, Hare Bhagavan. This person who is there is not a normal soul. He is a very, very elevated being. You know what happened after this? Rahugana came down from the palanquin queen. He paid prostrated obeisances, danda pranam, to Jadbharat. And then he started saying, I am the fearful of Vajra of Indra. So Indra has got a thunderbolt, which is very, very deadly weapon. Then he says, I am not fearful of trident of God Shiva. I am not fearful of the heat coming from Surya. I am not fearful of the Vayu or water or fire. But oh, such a great sadhu, I am fearful of offending a devotee. Please forgive me, I offended you. He started begging forgiveness very intensely from this great personality, Jagannath. And then he started asking questions that please tell me, please give me some teachings about these great things about life. And then Jagannath started speaking. There was a lot of talk that happened where King Rahugana was given very nice, amazing knowledge from various scriptures. Here one important lesson that we learned is that all of us have to take shelter of a superior. All of us have to take shelter of a guru. Only when we take shelter of a guru, surrender, serve that person properly and take lessons from that person, we can progress in bhakti, we can perfect our life, or we'll waste our life. Yes? Krishna is saying it very clearly in Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, 34th shloka. Please repeat. Tadvithi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya. What is next? Upadeshanti te jnanam. Jnanina tattva darshinaha. So here Krishna is saying, approach a person who self-realized, serve that person and learn from that person by asking questions submissively. Yes? And here King Rahugana did that from Jadbharat and he achieved perfection. Yes? So this way we see 3 lives of Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj, then dear Bharat, and then Jadbharat. And you see how Gita in action in all the 3 cases. Yes? So in the first case we saw that how illusion energy is so strong. So strong. Yes? Then we saw in the next part, in the second, oh by the way, what was the solution? How would Bharat Maharaj would have escaped from this? If he would have been in devotee association. So without association of devotees, we cannot practice bhakti. This Saturday evening sessions which we are having is an opportunity for all of us to revive our devotional service week after week. Or else every single week you see, Saturday and then Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then it goes down. And Friday we are so down that we have a thought, should I go for a session tomorrow? Yes. It's very, very important to practice every single day in association of devotees. All is very, very difficult, right? And then in the next part, what did we see? The real body. Very difficult to remember the Lord in a body of animal. Yes. But now in this human form we can remember. That is the only form where we can remember the Supreme Personality. Jadbharat, tell me different lessons that we learned. First, anything that you remember in sequence.
Association of
devotees. Be away from the non-devotees and always stay in devotee association. Yes. Second.
Whatever the situation, we should surrender ourselves to the lotus
feet. Yes, we have to tolerate and always remain absorbed in the thoughts of Krishna. Yes. Third, in the Kali pastime, Krishna will take care of us. That Rakhi Krishna Mareke, can someone translate for me? Yes, anyone? If Krishna wants to protect me, who can kill me? And if
Krishna wants to protect me,
who can protect me? Simple. Yes. This one tagline, if you remember, throughout life, I think there will be no tension in it. Yes. And then after that, what did you learn? Yeah, we are spirit soul, not this body. And then towards the end, from King Rahugana, You have to submissively surrender to a spiritual authority, accept a spiritual guru, and take teachings from that person and follow devotional service very, very properly. Hmm? And how come you all are naturally attracted towards Krishna? Yes, we all had some lifetime where we did devotional service. Because of that, now we have got this, and I gave you command also from Bhagavad Gita. If you want to read yourself, 6th chapter, 41 to 45 shloka. Yes? Thank you very much. If you have any questions, we'll take some questions. So every session on Saturday, we'll have a session, and then we'll have a long question and answer, if any questions are.
Yeah, today I was seeing a video, where I saw Sadhguru was in the talking about this. So it was, he was saying one cobra was there. So cobra snake was there. So during the last time during his death time, he just bought a towards the ending of his life. So for last 10 to 12 days he didn't eat anything and he had given up his body.
Who, cobra?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he was saying that he had given his body consciously. Like, he wanted to
be
the kind of devotee.
Okay. Cobra devotee. He could
consciously
leave
his body, so why cannot
human?
So like that.
Why cannot human
do it? Yes,
he got human form.
No,
if
cobra
can
leave body consciously, why can't
human
do it?
Okay, why can't humans do it? Okay.
Like that, so it was an animal, so still how could...
See, one thing we have to understand, all the animals are in mode of ignorance. It's very difficult, it's not possible. Only in a very rare case, like for example, in Eka Chakra Dham, it seems there are some dogs, they'll always remain with devotees. Very, suppose some devotees come, they'll always go around with devotees. And some devotees are sharing this, that on Ekadashi, they will not eat anything, dogs will not eat anything. Yes. So maybe they're remembering something from the past, they were devotees in the past, whatever. You see the Bharat Maharaj in deer form, or you see Gajendra. Even Gajendra was a very nice devotee in the past, but he became an elephant. And then he remembered his past suddenly, and then he started offering prayers to the Lord. So it is possible, but in a very, very rare case, very, very rare.
Very
difficult. How can we expect? Because animal body means mode of ignorance, complete mode of ignorance. Not possible. Yes. See, when it comes to, you know, Sadhguru, he's obviously, I respect him a lot. He's such an amazing personality. But one thing we have to understand is he's a mystic. He's a very good speaker. But he doesn't speak from scriptures. He speaks only from his experience. Yes. So it might be true or it might not be true. This we have to understand very clearly. Yes. But now since he's a great person, we have to know respect. Any other question? This is the time when you can ask questions. So we can discuss so many things.
If somebody is not...
Just a minute. Anyone else has any question?
If somebody is not mentally balanced.
Mentally balanced.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then he won't understand what is going on.
Okay.
So how can he or she?
You're talking about people who are having psychological problems?
Yeah.
Okay. That's an unfortunate situation because of the past bad karma, you know, some papa, they've got such a body. It's very difficult, very difficult. So we as preachers, one thing that we can do is we can give them prasad. So by that, their spiritual life can progress. But when it comes to focusing on Krishna, it's difficult. Not possible. When we see such people, whenever I see some beggars or whenever I see such handicapped people and things like that, I get so much of inspiration to practice devotional service myself. Yesterday, we were coming from Velkottai. So on the toll, I saw many transcenders there. You see, transcender, what life they have. Yes, they just go begging around and get some money and sustain. They are not male nor female. Now, what sort of body that is? Very, very difficult. So in such a body, it's very difficult to practice bhakti. They don't have any significance or any existence in the society, if you see. No one entertains them. So whenever we see such people, one thing we have to understand is obviously we have to pray for them so that they progress on the path of bhakti and attain Krishna some lifetime. But at the same time, the lesson for all of us is we are very fortunate and we have to intensify our devotional skills. So yesterday I was thinking that I am very fortunate. I should take up devotional service even more seriously. So, this thought should come whenever we see such people. Another thing is, we want to help give some prasad. But preaching to them and making them chant, etc., maybe in kirtans they can sit. But focusing on the holy name, now we people cannot do. So for them it's even more difficult because they have got uncontrolled thought process. So it becomes very difficult for them. Anyone else? So we all are very clear with today's session. Yes, some realizations which you would like to share. What did we learn from today's session? Anything that you are taking back home from today's session? Yes. We need to be focused. Okay. Is anyone from behind?
Yeah.
Now, practice devotional service.